Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Jasmine Opperman, she's a terrorist, a specialist focusing on Africa. A very good morning. Thanks, as always, for joining us. How are you?
Morning, Howard. Well and yourself?
I am good, thanks, and happy World Chocolate Day to you. Bring us up to date. What is going on in terms of resolving the Mozambique insurgency?
I think, Howard, again, angel of doom and gloom, unfortunately. There's, at this point in time, quite a hype about the SADC regional intervention force that's been planned. Sadly, though, I do not see that happening soon, and it primarily relates to diplomatic relations and diverse opinions on what should be done in Cabo Delgado. In terms of Cabo Delgado itself and the insurgency, yet again, we're sitting with a situation of complete underreporting. Incidents are continuing. For July, we already have 18 incidents, of which I verified about 12 of them. The insurgents are pushing south towards Mueda. They are basically still in control of Mudumbi district capital. They're still in control of Mosambuada Praia, and they are continuing with their attacks at Palma to keep the military busy up north.
There's no positive in terms of resolution, and you skeptical around SADC.
How about the one thing we have to give to the Mozambican government? You can see the training that is taking place, and you can see with incidents where they clash with the military that in certain sections there's improvement. But we're talking military clashes, which will not bring a solution to the problem, but at least giving some counterforce. But it is simply not enough. The Mozambican government military simply cannot cover such a wide area. The insurgents know it. The insurgents, if you look at Mosambuada Praia, the port area, and how gals are flowing in, the question is, what are they carrying? Well, they're not carrying chocolate, that I can guarantee you. We're talking most probably weapons. Preparing. So we are seeing a build-up from the insurgent side. We are seeing a military capacity Mozambican side slowly trying to improve their capacity. And I'm afraid it all boils down to more intense clashes and more areas left unoccupied.
And in terms of the shift, which is maybe to look at attacks from the sea, is this becoming a real concern?
The maritime security is important. It does provide at least some mechanism to counter the flow of DAOs. It does provide and more inclined towards organized crime. But remember, this is the fourth largest coastline we are talking about. Well, it is a widespread area. South Africa is involved with Operation Copper, but the deployment of vessels, the deployment of personnel, simply too expensive. Vessels are not being maintained, and it is basically mission impossible to counter any type of organized crime activity. What is interesting, Howard, is that the last piracy incident we've had actually was in 2011. There has been incidents of robberies in the meantime, but if they are linked to the insurgents remains questionable. But the ocean and the advantage the insurgents have already gained by using the ocean leaves maritime security vulnerable. And without maritime security, there will be no way in countering the momentum the insurgents had.
Because to some extent it cuts off their supply of weapons, of additional troops and things like that.
Yes, it will definitely have an impact, and there is no doubt about it. In terms of weapons, but we must also keep in mind that with the occupation of Mozambique prior, and now at what has happened in Palma, we have seen sophisticated weapons being used. So insurgents, whilst this, let's cut them off, stay on paper, they are building up quickly, and they are spreading quickly in Cabo Delgado. So what we are saying, and by cutting off, you could have an impact. But we must not think that it will immediately take the fish out of the water, if I can put it that way. The insurgents are preparing and are well informed about what's happening in terms of the SADC region. And actually, maritime security should have been in place 2-3 years back. and it would have been far more effective.
So, one of our listeners, Mark, says, can we expect Somali type of piracy events?
When we look at Somalia, we must remember that we are talking there about a different context, that Al-Shabaab has used piracy, yes, and to great effect, that it has been countered by private military consultants to great effect. What is happening in Cabo Delgado now, what is of concern, is kidnappings for ransom. If you look at the two nuns, they were paid about $35,000 for the two of them to the insurgents, which is a vast amount of money for them. So if we are going to see a similar type of activity taking place now, it will most definitely focusing on kidnapping, in which they then negotiate prices and gain extra leeway in terms of capital to buy weapons, to buy food, and to prepare their fighters. So the vulnerability for similar type of attacks, not as yet to the extent as we have seen with Al-Shabaab, cannot be ignored. And hence, a regional force, although we are light years from, I believe, from deployment, cannot ignore maritime security from that angle. And also the concern with aid organizations now is the issue of kidnapping. They cannot get to the people, and if they do, the security is not sufficient. So kidnappings remain their primary concern for now.
I do need to leave it there, Jasmine Opperman. Thank you, as always. Terrorist specialist focusing on Africa. After that report, we definitely do need a chocolate. It's just